Hey everyone, I'm supposed to do a presentation for about an hour for the class. This is great. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. I moved from Colorado about 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago. So I hear there's some snow over there. There's no snow in Raleigh. It's about 71 degrees. Yesterday it was about 78, something like that. So sorry to rub it in. Also, I opened this up to people who are not in the Colorado House of Horrors class. So there are folks who can chat and ask questions, and I'm going to take a look at that. And Dan has said hello, and Jonathan and other folks. Michael from Chicago is online. So anybody can ask questions if you like. And what I'd like to do is just go over some marketing and business tips that I think would be of great value to you. And I want to share a few things. So if you have like a notebook and a pen, you can write a few things down. But if you just wanted to email me questions as well, my email is right here. I don't know if you can see it. I think you can see it. Yeah. It's ben@internachi.org. And the other thing is we're all on the contact page. So nachi.org/contact. And let me show you where that is. So you go to any nachi.org page and, nachi.org/contact. That would be the best way to do it. So that's my email, ben@internachi.org and nachi.org/contact. We're going to go over a few URLs just like that. And we're going to go over how to subscribe to the latest news. And we're going to talk about how to become a great home inspector with training, certification, business, and marketing. We're going to talk about how to make money immediately. And we're going to talk about taking first five steps so you can be successful and anything else you want. And if there's something burning on your heart and in your mind right now during class at the House of Horrors, you're going to be there for 5 days. Feel free to just raise your hand or interrupt me. Does anybody have any questions right now? Like something like you absolutely need an answer to this question right now? No? Okay, that's okay. Cool. But if something comes up, just yell, okay? And that's for the folks online as well. If you have a chat or a question, just put it there and I'll take a look. Okay, so my name again is Ben Gromyko. I'm from InterNACHI. And here's a resource that most members of InterNACHI don't take full advantage of. It's the people on staff at nachi.org/contact. And if we go there, nachi.org/contact. Oh, let me turn on my fancy thing. And you scroll down. There's a link there that says meet the staff, and you can meet everybody. There's AJ. He's managing the video, audio, and the webinar for the class right now. And there's Beth, and there's me, and Bogdan, and everybody's there. And so here's the director of marketing, Jesse. And there's seven people who work on the InterNACHI marketing team. So if you are a new inspector starting off, ask Jessica the following question. What can the marketing team do for my business? Because you are unable, no one is financially off to hire seven people to work on your marketing in your business 24/7, all the time. Imagine hiring seven people to work on your consulting you, asking you questions about your brand and services and fees, trying to figure out what you want to communicate to real estate agents or new clients or on your social media, trying to figure out what to put on your website, designing or redesigning a logo, a flyer, a brochure, a business card, how to design that, right? Are you going to actually do all that design work yourself using Microsoft Word or something, or hire your cousin to do it? You know, a real estate agent from 30 feet away can see a crappy business card. So what you want to do is hire professionals to professionally design everything that is in your marketing, your print marketing. Even if you wanted to wrap a vehicle, the marketing team does that for you. And all the design work is free. all you do is buy the thing that you're buying. So like a box of business cards, 1,000 business cards, I think is $100. You can get the same thing from Vistaprint. Absolutely. But Vistaprint doesn't work with home inspectors 24/7. They do all kinds of stuff. And they'll say like, you get a free design logo or something like that, but it's actually, go ahead through the process. It's not going to be a free, and you're going to have to do the design work yourself. Take advantage of all of the resources that InterNACHI has, including the 7 professional illustrators, designers, and consultants on the InterNACHI marketing team. All of their work is free. All you have to do is decide what you want to buy. I'd buy a box of business cards, because they'll start working with you and they'll design a logo, and you can use that logo on your shirt, on your truck, on your website, all kinds of places. You own everything they design for you. Okay. So that URL, nachi.org/contact, is really important, because there are 30 people who work all day long for you. And there's teams of people. There's an education team. So if you're in an area where you're trying to figure out how to get certified or licensed, you call up the education team, and they'll walk you through any process that you need in order to get licensed or continue your education and renew your license or become certified in something else. So the InterNACHI staff is an amazing resource that you have full access to all the time. Okay. Subscribe to the latest updates in the newsletter. So type in InterNACHINewsletter.com, InterNACHINewsletter.com, and get the latest news. So this is the most recent newsletter that went out, and inside we put in the most recent 2 weeks of information for home inspectors, just 2 weeks, last 2 weeks. Every newsletter comes out twice a month, and every 2 weeks you have information in here. So for example, if you're thinking about getting warm in October of this year and you want it to be a business deduction, go to Florida. We're having the Professional Inspectors Convention in Orlando, Florida. We're going to have a couple thousand inspectors there, hundreds of vendors. We're feeding you. The hotel is fantastic, has a pool. So it's a great way to have a business trip. Red flags, our buddy Paul Robuck from Texas, he's doing a red flags webinar, a 6-part series where he will walk you through a home and find things that he calls red flags. So this is a red flag, right? This is something you should pay attention to. So there's online, live, interactive training that's free for you. I know at the House of Horrors, you're going to be inspecting a home that has 1,000 defects all in one place, more defects than you'll see in a lifetime as a home inspector. But there are other resources and other things that you should pay attention to. Like in your marketing, we went over the marketing team, but here's a free spring home maintenance checklist that you can download. It's free, and then give to your clients when you're doing a home inspection during that season. We also have a summer one and a fall and a winter one. So there's some really great resources and information in every newsletter, and you should subscribe. So at the top of every newsletter, click that subscribe button. You don't want to miss out. So how do I become a great home inspector? Well, there's two things you have to pay attention to. That it's not enough to just become a great home inspector technically, like a competent home inspector, like you know how to perform a home inspection. Let's say you've taken hundreds of hours of training, and you've done ride-alongs, and you've been trained at the House of Horrors, and you have a mentor, and you know everything, right? You've read the codes and the code books, and you've taken every InterNACHI course. That's great, but that doesn't mean you're going to be successful. If you're going to start your own company or work for another company, you ought to have other things in mind. You ought to know other things, like how to run a business. You ought to know how to communicate your value. You also should know how to price your services. So if you're building a company or working for someone else, even if you're working for someone else, you should know why the $300 inspection that you're doing for your company is worth that, right? You should be able to communicate that value to your clients and for your boss, right? Because if you're not sure that what you are doing is worth $300 or whatever you charge, then you have a problem there, right? You should be fully confident that what you are doing is incredibly valuable to your client in comparison to the cost. And there's a way to figure that out, and it's math, right? In general, in business, in any business, you want to think about value. You want to overwhelm your client with perceived value, if not actual value, perceived value. So your client looks at your service or product and sees it as incredibly overwhelmingly valuable, right? And if they do, they'll look at the cost. They'll compare it to the cost. And if the value is overwhelmingly much greater than the cost, then it's a good decision for that person. And everything you do, including talking to the InterEnergy marketing team, you're going to think about this kind of formula where if the perceived value is overwhelming in comparison to the cost, then it's a good decision. In your marketing, on your website, on your homepage, let's say, you only have a few seconds to communicate that. Don't communicate, don't put a fancy home on your homepage, on your website, for example. That doesn't mean anything. Everything on your homepage and everything in your marketing should have this in mind, that you need to communicate overwhelming value to your clients in comparison to the cost. It, personally, like I, there's a barbecue brisket place. It's called Longleaf Swine, and it's in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you can get a plate of meat for $20, and I do it every time. You can have that meal anywhere, right? I mean, it's not just this some unique place on the planet. No, everyone has, you know, barbecue, right? But this place, for me, I perceive it to be of overwhelming value in comparison to the cost. And if I think it's fantastic, like this is the only place, it's unique, the value proposition is incredible and unique, I'm willing to dig down deep into my pocket and spend $20. In relation to home inspection companies, you have to communicate, you have to be the best barbecue joint in town. You have to communicate that you are special, different. Because if you're not, I can go anywhere. I can hire a home inspector anywhere. We all perform the same thing. We all perform a home inspection according to the same standards of practice. What makes you special in comparison to the cost? Why would I hire you instead of anybody else who can do a home inspection technically, competently? So that's the fun part of marketing. That's the fun part of being a great home inspector. Not only are you technically great, you're trained at the House of Horrors, you can inspect anything, but you also know about communicating value to your client so that they are happy and they tell everybody how great of an inspector you are. So it isn't just about performing a good inspection. You can be technically fantastic, but if you don't know about business, marketing, brand, fees, value, things like that, you won't be successful. So how do you become a great home inspector? InterEnergy has the resource. So you go to NACHI.org, you click Get Started, and you go to Training and Education. I'm taking you to a course that's going to give you all the things you need to be a great home inspector. So NACHI.org, Get Started, Training and Education, and you type in business. And the Home Inspection Business and Marketing course pops up. I love this course. Here's what is included in this course. Business. Talk about how to run a business. Starting off with, like, how do you incorporate? Or how do you get a name? Or how do you search for a domain name? Right? Or what if someone else has a name that's similar to yours in your state? Right? Marketing. How do you communicate the unique, perceived, overwhelming value to your clients that is a great idea in comparison to the cost? You get training. There's links out to training. And software. Well, you need software. You need to communicate what you just technically inspected, right? You need software. And software is awesome when it runs on your phone, because you can bring your checklists with you during the House of Horrors inspections or inspecting your home. In the beginning, if you're a new inspector, you should inspect your home 10 times using the software. You know, crash and burn when there's no risk, when there's no client, right? And it's just you. Inspect your bathroom 10 times, right? By the end of the week, you should inspect. Here's a homework assignment. Inspect your bathroom tonight 10 times, or the kitchen, wherever you are. 10 times. You know, oh, that's dumb. But you'll see at the 10th time, you will be a different inspector, and your reporting and your narratives, your comments will be different on the 10th time, and you'll be faster, more efficient. It talks about tools. Oh, where's my tool bag? I made so much money on a flashlight, using a flashlight and a GFCI tester and a voltage leak tester, a tick tracer. Those three tools. You can make $100,000 easy with those three tools, with about $100 worth of tools. There's a low entry point. You don't need a lot of tools. You don't need a drone. You don't need infrared, especially in the beginning. But those things can make you special and unique, like we talked about before. So infrared, that was 15 years ago, but infrared was like different back then. Now every home inspector should have an infrared camera or an infrared device of some kind, but some don't. So infrared can still make you special and unique. Mentoring. So if you need to, you're not alone. You're never alone. So we have a women's chapter. It's a fantastic chapter because there aren't enough women in this industry. And we have mentors all over the place. Mentors who will describe themselves as, I only do ride-alongs, you know, face-to-face, or I only do by email, or you can catch me, you know, through Facebook DM or something like that, right? All kinds of mentors all over the world. And we have a mentoring program there. We talk about getting your business communicated via your website. That's part of your marketing. So we can help you with your designing your marketing. So you have to figure out why, who you are, and why you're unique and special, and what kind of value you provide to your clients, and how much you're going to cost, right? And we put that information on your website and legal documents as well. Don't worry about getting sued. I was a home inspector in Pennsylvania for a dozen years. I was taken to small claims court a couple times, and I won in only a few minutes. I didn't have to use my insurance. I had insurance, so I didn't have to use any of that stuff. Just have the standards of practice, a good online agreement. So InterNACHI standards of practice, InterNACHI's agreement, the contract between you and your client, and a good inspection software and report and narratives. And that's all you need. Someone sued me for cat urine in the padding underneath the carpeting. So when my client moved in, they pulled off the carpeting to replace it. A smell and odor came up, and there was apparently some smelly stuff underneath the carpeting, and the seller hid the fact that there was a cat there that lived there for a long time. So obviously I won, because home inspectors can't see underneath things, can't see through carpeting, and we're not responsible for odors and things like that. So use the standards of practice and a good inspection report and the agreement to protect yourself. This is the Home Inspection Business and Marketing course. And here's a chapter that I really love. It is, there's the agreement, work on branding. There it is, chapter 11. And it's about We have two inspectors. There's Inspector Mary and Inspector John, and they're trying to figure out what to charge for their inspection. So if you're going to build a home inspection business on your own, you definitely have to figure this out. And it's about math. And if you're going to work for someone, you should understand how that math has come about, right? So that at the end of the inspection, you're proud that you're charging what your company charges for your service, because you have overwhelmed your client with incredible value in comparison to the cost. And so it's about math. It's basically you add up your desired annual income. How much money do you want to make? How much overhead do you have? How much costs do you have? And how much profit do you want to make, right? And you need to divide that by essentially your time. And that is the basic mathematical equation that all home inspection businesses should try out. Because if you don't know how much to charge, you won't be in business very long. So this is a great course, the business and marketing course, home inspection. This is the only home inspection business and marketing course that I know of that is fantastic. And it's provided by a school, a college. So InternetGy School is an actual accredited college, accredited by National Accrediting Agency, recognized by the U.S. Department of Education. It's like Harvard, right? I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. So NC State, that's an accredited college. So is InternetGy School. So all the courses that you take, you're actually enrolled in college. You're enrolled in a college. You're taking college courses, and you get CEUs just like college students. You can actually use your ID to get a college discount at movies. So let's go back to that. So training, certification, business, marketing, it's all in that one course, the Home Inspection Business and Marketing course. But Ben, I know what you're thinking. How do I make money right now? When I was in Colorado, I was teaching this class, and I taught the following information. And at the end of my presentation, someone got a call for a job. It was really funny. So let me show you how you can get your phone to ring. Or maybe you have an online scheduling system on your website. Let's see if we can get it to ping right now, okay? So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna log in as my wife. My wife is a certified home inspector. Her name's Alicia. She publishes the newsletter. That's why I opened up with subscribing to the newsletter, right? It's a family affair. And let's go to our dashboard. And what you need to do is go to your profile. So scroll down to your profile, and it's at the bottom corner. There it is, profile and settings. So every member has a dashboard, and it should look like this. Oh, and there's the Pro Inspectors Convention. We're reminding you. If there's anything in red up here in your dashboard like this, important notices, you should click it and read it, right? We're trying to help you. So go to profile and settings, and you click your profile button to update it. And you scroll down and you get your email address in there and your company info, like your company name. And here it is, your website. So my family also builds home inspector websites for InternetGy members exclusively. And you can go to inspectorwebsitebuilder.com if you need a website. You have to enter your business website right there, right? That's a critical thing. You enter your business website. Right? If you can't, just go to Wix and get a one pager, right? Just something that says your contact information for free or something like that, okay? So go find a free website, get a page up, put that URL right there, or go to Alicia's business and she can build one for you. Because InternetGy is on the web. We're this huge organization of members all over the world, and we are capturing people searching for a home inspector in your area, in your zip code, in your service area, and we're directing them to your website that's in your profile. So you have to update your profile with a website because we're going to send them there. Now it's up to your website to be designed well enough to convert visitors into clients, right? So let me show you one more thing. You update your profile and settings with your website, right? And then you go to listings. Listings is where, like, remember telephone books? It's like where you're listed, your zip codes. So you can add up to 10 zip codes, essentially, or postal codes if you're in Canada or other countries. And that will tell the internet where you're located. So someone in a faraway land looking for you, they're not going to find you, right? Someone who's looking for a home inspector in Raleigh, North Carolina, might find me and my wife, because InternetChi is out there and we're trying to send those people to you. And all of those, we call them leads, job leads, and all those job leads are free. You don't get charged by InternetChi for free job leads, but you got to do those two things. Update your profile with the website and then add listings. But that feature is only available for certified home inspectors. How do you become certified? Well, you can go to your dashboard and click CPI certification. Well, what if you're in a state that's licensed? Well, Colorado, where the House of Horrors class right now is, there's no licensing in Colorado. But if you're in Florida, let's say I'm a Florida home inspector licensed by Florida, I have to do both. I have to get a license and I have to get certified by InternetChi so that I can take full advantage of all of the resources that InternetChi provides certified inspectors. So you get certified by InternetChi. And that is, let me go here. I requirements. So if you are a new student and you just joined InternetChi, or maybe you're in a House of Horrors class right now and you're not yet certified, right? But you want a job by the end of the week and you want to be certified by the end of the week. I think this is your goal. You have to do the first five steps here. Six steps. There's six steps to certification. It says six. Step one is you take the online inspector exam. It's free online. You can take it over and over again. If you fail, no big deal. No one knows. It's confidential. It's in your dashboard. And at the end of the exam, it will tell you where you're weak and where you're strong, technically, right? It'll tell you where you're weak and send you somewhere to strengthen that weakness so you can pass it on the next try. Join InternetChi. That's the second step. It's the second step because the exam is open to anyone. You join InternetChi. It's really important to join this organization. You can join any organization. I was a member of other organizations, but InternetChi has like a doorway through which you walk, and then you are flooded, overwhelmed with valuable resources in comparison to the cost. You complete the standards of practice course, code of ethics course, and then you submit four mock or pretend or simulated inspection reports. And you can inspect your own home. If you are in an apartment, condo, a friend's home, inspect that place four times using our checklist. It's very easy to do. You just click that link to get to the checklist. And it kind of looks like this, where you just enter the property address and you click basement and then, oh, no defects. And you can upload a picture if you wanted to, or maybe you found a major defect and you want to describe it there. So you have to do four of those reports. And then you sign the agreement. And that's it. Those six steps and you're certified. You're certified, you update your profile with a website, update listings. And then you are on the internet and InternetChi is trying to send you jobs. So you just might get a lead. It kind of looks like this. Sometimes you'll see spectrec.com. You'll see something like this where are you guys in Colorado? So we have a list of certified inspectors in a particular state or country. And like Jake will have a page. We develop a free, it's essentially a website page, like a landing page for everybody. In case you don't have a website, you can have one of these for free. And Jake's phone number is there. His logo is there. His link to his website is there. There's a form. His additional inspections are there. His certifications are there as well. So every certified home inspector gets a page like this, but you want your own page, right? Because this is on NATCHI.org's website. But people may be able to find you here and just give you a call. That's our goal. I mean, it's on our homepage. What does NACHI do? We help home inspectors succeed by training you, certifying you, and getting you jobs. And through all that, there's business and marketing training as well. It's all available. So how can you start making money right now? Get certified by the end of the week, do the 6 steps to certification, and then update your profile. Okay, the next part is 5 steps to success. So I want to show you 5 steps, and that's at, I should type it here, NACHI.org/everything. We made this page so that if you're looking for something, maybe it's on the everything page. And we tried to put everything on this page here. So NACHI.org/everything. And the criticism of it, NACHI, I understand, is that it can be overwhelming. And I fully understand that because we have a lot of resources. So this page kind of breaks it down into 15 steps. And the first 5 steps are critical. Once you complete the first 5 steps, which includes certification, at this point, you can start making money. You can do the rest of it later. This will really develop and grow your business, or develop you as an inspector, or communicate better to your network, other inspectors, real estate agents. But the first 5 steps, you got to do that. And so again, that's at NACHI.org/everything. First step, probably already did it. Join InterNACHI. Why? Because you want access to all the resources you need to be successful. 2, get trained, certified, licensed, and get some experience. And within this step 2, I show you how to get experience without any risk of screwing things up with a client, right? It's basically practicing. I show you like step-by-step kind of tips on how to follow a certified master inspector, perform an inspection on a roof, and then you go perform an inspection on a roof and come back and then follow that inspector to the exterior inspection. And then you follow that inspector, essentially, it's online, and then you do your inspection of the exterior. So it's that back and forth, and it's all free because you're not paying a live person to be with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week until you feel confident enough to perform an inspection. So this free stuff is online, and you may feel not used to doing that, but it's cost effective for sure. If you're starting off, you want to keep that money in your pocket. That's one of the things that InterNACHI does well. We provide you with a ton of resources, and we try to keep things free, so you can keep your money in your pocket. The only time you really pay for things is that when you have to have someone like a certified master instructor teaching you at the House of Horrors. You know, the money goes to those instructors. Step 3 is you purchase inspection tools and software. Again, about $100 of tools, you can make a great living, right? The more money you put into tools, the more value you're bringing to your service, and the more you should charge. Whenever you increase your value, you should increase your fee. And software. So we have an e-commerce partner, a store, a shop for inspectors, and they provide discounts to InterNACHI members exclusively. And then step 4 is, how do you calculate profitable inspection fees? Remember, it's gonna jump you back into chapter 11 in that home inspection business course. Because you gotta know, you have to really feel like you are worth it, right? And it isn't about the amount of time you spend doing the inspection in order to earn your pay. Nobody wants to do an 8-hour inspection. Home inspection, full complete home inspection on a 3,500 square foot house, 3 bedrooms, 4 baths or whatever, is about 3 hours. That's about it. And the report should be available within 24 hours. And it should include a ton of pictures and video. That's basically what we do. Now, how much money do you want to make? Well, it has nothing to do with who's sitting next to you. It has nothing to do with the master veteran inspectors who are charging whatever they're charging in your zip code. It's all about the math. And that's chapter 11 of the home inspection business and marketing course. And then step five is basically marketing, communicating why you should be hired instead of the next person. And it starts with getting the marketing team to work with you. Interagency's marketing team. Get a domain, get a logo, get a website, and get those free inspection job leads. Those are the first five steps. I mean, when you click any of the steps, it's going to jump you down to a lot more information and a lot more clicks and links for sure. I would recommend doing every click and link just to make sure that you are covering everything you have. For example, here's the step three, purchase inspection tools and software. There's links out to the tools and equipment, but there's also a checklist. At the House of Horrors, there's a checklist you can use, paper and pencil checklist, or just use InterNACHI's inspection software, the report, the fake mock report software that I showed you. Use that to inspect the House of Horrors. That fulfills that certification requirement. So by the end of the week, you could be InterNACHI certified if you fulfill those six steps. And then you can update your profile, do the listings, and get jobs. That's your goal. But getting experience is really important. And that's in step two. So it's really important. These resources are really great. We try to simplify it for everyone. And that URL is natcha.org/everything. And that is what I wanted to share for our short time here. Does anybody have any questions? I think there are some questions online, but does anybody in the class have any questions about anything at all? About business names? Everybody has a business name? Okay. Yep. You have a question? Yeah.
Yeah, I have one question. You said that we can only do 10 listings for our service area. What if you service more than one state, or will it still ping to like at least 10-mile radius for those particular zip codes?
Yep. Yeah, great question. We do that, but you can, we do that for all members. We max it out at 10. But if you need a bigger, because you're a bigger company or a bigger service, you talk to our software development team and you can email me and I can hook you up with Bogdan and he can help you expand your listings for sure. Okay. Great question. Great question. A lot of members, we just found that a lot of members don't even have more than 10 zip codes, most. So we kind of capped it at 10 just to make sure everyone understands. If we put unlimited, I think it would just go crazy. People would just be overwhelmed and put in all kinds of zip codes. So we just pick 10. But if you need more than 10, we can figure that out for you. Anything else? How about you want to hear a couple of questions from online? Let's see. When you speak of communicating value, are you talking about things like using IR cameras or being a participating member of the buyback guarantee? Yeah, but those are expensive things. Those are really expensive things. I mean, IR cameras, a good one, that the one I like is $600 from FLIR. It's a FLIR C5. FLIR C5, it fits in my pocket. It's fantastic. And the buyback program, that's a fee. If you're starting off, like, the best way to make money is to watch your expenses, right? And just bring that cash in, right? Do a Saturday morning inspection for $300 and that feels really great and build from there. Communicating value has nothing to do with that. Very little to do with that. Communicating value is, we do this in the home inspection business and marketing course. If you're serious about the business and marketing course, it's a really good one. There's a couple of mental exercises in there. We ask you not to go any further in the course until you answer these questions. And we ask you these questions like, what makes you different? You can't say I'm thorough. You can't say I'm certified. Everyone is. I arrive on time. Ugh, I provide peace of mind. So does, you know, a cup of coffee. You know, I follow a standards of practice. You have to tell me something completely different. You know, tell me, and we help you figure that out. We don't just leave you hanging. So we work with you through the business course on how to figure that out. Like maybe in your area, there's a concern about safety, you know, safe neighborhoods, safe drinking water, safe indoor air quality, or maybe there's structural issues. Like down in Florida, they have decks on buildings that are falling off of buildings. And the government says, we have to inspect these decks. So figure out where you are at and what problems your neighbors are experiencing, right? And try to help them with those problems. Or maybe it's a general feeling of, I'm not sure if this is the right house to buy, or just please give me, it's not peace of mind. That's just used all the time now, but you can try it. Peace of mind, right? So what you can do is have fun. You can spy on your competitors at inspectorseek.com, inspectorseek.com. Spy on your competitors. Like, let's see what they're doing in California. And I'm going to go to this person's website, Goodfellas Home Inspection. Okay, Goodfellas Home Inspection. Rely on our certified team of experts for your home inspection needs. Contact today. Same day reports, right? Everyone does same day reports. Thermal imaging. Okay, so what I would do is, I don't care that Bob has a funky car, right? That's a handsome car. That's really nice, but it doesn't help me solve my problem. I need to know whether I should buy this home or not. Does it have any holes in the roof, right? I'm just about to lay down a lot of cash for a home. Can you help me out? And this is just, look how drip my vehicle is. Maybe put the infrared camera up here. This tells me that I may be hiring an inspector who can see things that other inspectors can't, because this inspector uses infrared. Now, why would I hire someone else, right? If I'm looking at the ceiling up above me, right? And the inspector is next to me and she's looking at the ceiling above me, and we're like, all right, what do you think? I see what you see. But if I hire an inspector who uses thermal imaging, right? That person sees things that we can't see. That's the kind of inspector I want to buy. That's the kind of inspector that provides valuable information that I want. I want that information. I want that information that that inspector can tell me that no other inspector can. This is not selling that. This is, right? Is that a drone? Well, oh no, that's a crawl gear. Ah, that's a fantastic, it's a terrible picture of a crawl tool. That's really expensive. That's thousands of dollars. That should be up here too, right? Man, you're going to crawl in the crawl space with gear, with a robot, a crawl bot? That's fantastic. Yeah, I could care less that you have a fancy, good-looking, I mean, that is a really good-looking car. But for a client, for a potential client, that's not convincing me of anything. Why is that making you different? You look great on the highway. Yeah, but I don't care if you look great on the highway. I care about this. Are you going to go in my crawl space? Can you see things that other inspectors can't? Well, then I'm going to pay you. Yeah. So it's so much fun. I get so excited about talking about value and things like that. So it's not necessarily about infrared, but man, I just pulled up this. This is kind of fun. You know, it's fun to do. Let's see. Michael says that exam really helped me to get my state license exam. That's great. Let's see. Do you recommend or not recommend reaching out to realtors in your area? It seems most realtors have already got their inspector. How do you break into that? You tell them exactly that, right? It's a conversation, first of all. Let's see, how should I start? There's so many different ways. Like, you can, if you ever meet a real estate agent, then they're probably in your neighborhood. That's why you should inspect your neighbor's homes. You'll probably bump into a real estate agent. If you're ever talking to a real estate agent, and I've done this, you can just acknowledge that they have their list of favorite inspectors, but you're not interested in that. You're interested in if they have a colleague who isn't happy with their inspector, who doesn't use infrared, who doesn't have the buyback, who doesn't do Saturday inspections or Sunday afternoon inspections. I do holiday inspections. Right? I'll do anything if I'm breaking in. I'll tell a real estate agent. But I'm not asking them. I'm asking them directly for a lead, for a job, for a referral. I'm asking if they know anybody in their office who's disappointed in their current list of inspectors. That's one way to approach. It's a softball approach. The other way is to learn from master inspectors who have done the hard thing. Like Brody, there's a web. Oh, so go to natchi.org/webinars, right? natchi.org/webinars. And you go to the search field and you type in cold for cold calling. That is the absolute worst. I had Brody talk about how successful, how he exploded his business by cold calling, because I can't think of any more uncomfortable thing for an inspector to do in relation to marketing than pick up the phone. Who calls other people? He picked up the phone and he had a schedule and a system in place, and he forced himself to make calls, and it just took off, because nowadays, no one picks up the phone. And when you do, it's something special. It's like giving somebody a gift almost. And Brody talks for an hour about exactly how he created a really successful business, starting off by cold calling and other uncomfortable marketing techniques, like going face to face with other people, going online, and just having a conversation. And whenever you communicate online or over the phone or in your print marketing or in an email, you want to do two things. You want to show your passion for home inspecting. You want to show your passion for inspecting, right? You're excited to inspect homes and buildings and solve people's problems, right? And take care of clients. The other thing is you want to communicate value. Those two things, you want to just keep those two things in mind always. It isn't about asking for referrals. It's about those two things, right? Showing how excited you are, like doing selfies of you in the in front of the furnace, and you know there's a dirty air filter or something like that, right? And then where's the value part? The value is like, how do you replace the air filter and when, right? Well, just a sec. Let my dog out. So we have those resources. And if you're looking for other resources, I have other master inspectors who talk about marketing. Now you can search for marketing, and there's a ton of marketing resources, right? Here's Brad. He talks about when business is slow, what should you be doing? If you don't have an inspection job scheduled for tomorrow, what should you do tomorrow? Put on your boots and start marketing. Let's see. Amanda asks, is the business course free? It's free for, can staff take it? Anybody can take it. Anybody on the planet Earth can take the InternetChi Home Inspection Business and Marketing course. We don't charge, you don't have to be a member to take that course. It's free and open to everyone, provided by a tuition-free college for home inspectors. Any other questions from the class? Those were a couple of questions from online. Any questions? There's a text. I just got a text. You've inspected a system or component and it passes inspection as inspected. Do you include it in your report and provide comments? Or do you only highlight defects, including information about components that are working the intended? Everything I inspect, I say good or bad. If it's good, I'll put three pictures in my report. Oh, my sample reports are available. You can take a look at any of my sample reports. We have actually a huge list of sample reports from other master inspectors. You can compare your reports to theirs, and they have agreed to let you steal anything that they say in their reports. You can just take, copy, paste it, right, into your software. And anything that's good in my report, I'll put it in the report. So if I'm inspecting a roof and there's nothing wrong, I'll say there are no indications of defects that I observed with the roof system, you know, according to the standards of practice on the day of the inspection. I can't find anything wrong. So let's go to the extreme. Kaveh, right? I don't know if I pronounced your name correctly, but sorry. Let's go to the extreme. Let's say you do a home inspection. It's $700, right? That's a good day for doing a home inspection, and you can't find anything wrong. Do you charge? Of course you do. That's fantastic information for your client to know that from a third-party neutral professional inspector who goes through the home, every system and component, according to the standards of practice, and can't find anything wrong. That's fantastic information. See how excited I am? Because that's overwhelming my client with incredible, valuable information. You know, it took me 4 hours to inspect this home and I can't find anything wrong. Wow, that's $700, please. Full price, not discounted, because that still is great information. Now, if I find problems, that's even better, right? In fact, when I find problems in a home, I smile. I smile and I kind of giggle because I know there's nothing I can say or do that's going to kill the deal like agents say, right? My client has spent months looking for a home, a neighborhood, a school district, a bank. They're already approved. They put in an offer. It was accepted. And now they're in front of their dream home. And there's nothing I can do to say anything in the home inspection that's going to kill this deal. So when I find a problem, I know that they're just going to fix it. And the story of this house is that it has a small hole in the roof and it needs to be fixed by somebody. It's either you or the builder or agent or somebody needs to fix this. And that's the story of the home. I'm there to tell a story. And if it has problems, they're going to be fixed. Yeah. And if I can't find any problems, wow, that's incredible, valuable information. Yeah. It's so much fun being a home inspector. It's the best job I ever had. I've been a ditch digger, a sewer, a backhoe operator, just a lot of jobs, and a home builder. And being a home inspector is so much fun because you get to just show your passion for inspecting homes. Like when I go to a restaurant, I look up, I'm looking around, and I'm always inspecting. And I'm always trying to give people value. Things that they need to make their life better. Because I think all homes should be inspected so that they're functioning well, so that they're safe and healthy. And that's a really great service. Anybody else have any questions? Anything else? You're all going to get certified by the end of the week, right? Update your profile, get a job. I'd just accept it and be like, oh my God, I have a job. Yeah. If there's anything else, I there's a ton of questions online. There's a ton of questions in chats, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave it with, because I think I promised 1 hour and that's what we are at. So my email is ben@internachi.org. And I'm here all the time, just answering questions and helping inspectors be successful. So if you have anything you need, feel free to reach out to us. We're on the contact page as well. All right? Sound good? All right, y'all. All right. Bye.